Oh, that's my Prime delivery.
What, already?
Only one thing can match the buzz of Prime's fast delivery, and that's the buzz of Prime's entertainment.
What are we watching?
Heads of State, that new action comedy with Idris Elba as the Prime Minister, John Cena as the President, and Priyanka Chopra Jonas as their only hope. Looks like a blast.
From fast delivery to explosive entertainment, it's on Prime. For only $8.99 a month, join now. Content includes limited ads, subscription auto-renews. For more information, go to amazon.co.uk/prime.
Here's your morning TMB Tech Minute for Wednesday, July 16th. I'm Mariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal. Shares of ASML Holding slid after the company said it could no longer guarantee growth in 2026 under increasing uncertainty from President Trump's tariffs. The Dutch company supplies chip-making machinery to U.S. clients like Intel. This warning comes days after Trump sent a letter to the European Union, threatening 30% tariffs on imports beginning August 1st, as trade talks between Brussels and Washington continue. And during a visit to Beijing, NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang praised China's technological advancements and its, quote, best-in-the-world electric vehicles. The executive spoke a day after the Trump administration allowed NVIDIA to resume selling one of its advanced AI chips to Chinese customers. Huang said he was hoping to get approval to keep updating NVIDIA's offerings for the Chinese market. He also expressed confidence that his meetings with officials in Beijing wouldn't bother President Trump. Finally, Minimax, which is backed by Alibaba, has filed for an initial public offering in Hong Kong. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Minimax has developed multiple generative AI models that power its companion apps and AI agents used by content creators. It also released its M1 reasoning model that it said outperformed an equivalent offering from China's DeepSeek. The Shanghai-based company was valued at around $4 billion after a recent financing round and is targeting a stock market debut as soon as this year. This move signals the onset of a race among China's generative AI startups to tap public markets. We'll have another Tech Minute for you this afternoon. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out our Tech News Briefing podcast on Tuesdays and Thursdays.